Mark Ruffalo slams Ellen DeGeneres, "We can't talk about kindness until Bush faces justice." By David Ng on October 10, 2019. Actor Mark Ruffalo has rebuked Ellen DeGeneres' call for bipartisan kindness, saying that former President George W. Bush must be brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War before liberals and conservatives can be friends. The Avengers: Endgame star tweeted Wednesday that kindness is off the table until President Bush is held responsible for American lead torture and Iraqi deaths. Sorry, until George W. Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, including American lead torture, Iraqi deaths and displacement, and the deep scars, emotional and otherwise, inflicted on our military that served his folly, we can't even begin to talk about kindness, Ruffalo tweeted. The actor was responding to DeGeneres' call for peace between liberals and conservatives after she was photographed socializing with President Bush on Sunday at a Dallas Cowboys game. Ellen DeGeneres was excoriated by left-wing journalists who demanded to know why she was attending the game with the 43rd president. The talk show host refused to apologize in a clip posted on Twitter, saying there's nothing wrong with being friends with someone who holds different political beliefs. Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have, DeGeneres explained. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say, be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do, she added. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter. Her friendship with Bush has provoked enraged responses from members of the liberal media. Out magazine railed against the openly gay talk show host, tweeting, Ellen DeGeneres laughing it up with someone who has actively tried to harm our community feels disappointing, irresponsible, and dangerous. The progressive Ruffalo has staked out a series of increasingly leftist stances on issues including the Second Amendment and immigration, at one point saying we are a country of illegal immigrants. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.